Hey there. Ever launched a game and just, immediately wished you had everything, all the power, all the items, no ads, right from the start? We've all been there, I think, wanting to skip the grind and just jump into the best bits. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that kind of thing, the world of modded games. Specifically, we're unpacking something called the Rope Hero Vicetown Mod APK. It's a modified version of a really popular mobile game, and it definitely challenges how we usually think about playing games.
It really does.
Bill.
It's like a glimpse into a parallel gaming universe,
Yeah.
one where the normal rules about earning stuff and unlocking things just don't apply. So our mission for this dive is to explore what this mod APK actually offers, why it's apparently so popular, and also look at the whole picture, the good stuff and, well, the potential drawbacks.
Right. And the detailed breakdown you shared from an actual mod APK download site gives us this unique behind-the-scenes look. It helps us see what makes this unofficial version tick. We'll be drawing straight from that material to really get a handle on its mechanics and why people find it so appealing. So let's get ready to understand this whole phenomenon and what it means for you, the player. Okay, first things first. To really get the mod part, maybe we should quickly talk about the original game. Rope Hero Vicetown. It's not some small indie title, is it? It's a big action RPG from Naxx Ltd. Millions of downloads, a pretty solid 4.2 stars on Google Play. Clearly, it's got reach.
Oh yeah, it's well established.
You basically play as this blue superhero in a big open world. You've got the special rope plus other powers, and you're fighting criminals, doing missions, that kind of thing. And it's available on Android, iOS, PC, so it pulls in fans who like that open world freedom, exploring and fighting crime.
Exactly. Now, here's where our deep dive really gets interesting, the mod APK part. So, fundamentally, a mod APK is just a modified application package. Someone's deliberately altered it from the original code.
Yeah.
And in this case, for Rope Hero Vicetown, it means adding a whole bunch of enhanced features you wouldn't find in the official release.
Right.
And the absolute core promise, the main hook for this mod APK, seems to be unlimited resources. And we're not just talking a little extra cash. It means, like, limitless money, infinite diamonds, endless gems, right from the moment you start playing. Scarcity is just gone.
Wow. Okay. That sounds incredibly tempting, just having everything handed to you. But what does that actually mean for you, the player, when you first fire it up? How does it feel?
Well, for starters, it means genuine free shopping. You can literally buy any item, any vehicle, any upgrade in the game, and your pile of money and gems just doesn't go down.
An endless budget.
Pretty much. And beyond that, something our sources really stress, and it's a huge thing for many players, is a completely ad-free gaming experience.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, no annoying ads popping up while you're in the middle of swinging around or fighting. It makes the whole thing much smoother, more immersive.
And it's not just about the money or ads, is it? The sources mentioned getting everything unlocked, too.
Absolutely. You get unlocked all characters right away. So full access to every character, every skin, every outfit, and these often come with their own unique powers or abilities, all without the usual grind or needing to spend real money.
That's a massive shortcut. It just bypasses the whole standard progression.
Totally. And another convenience factor is offline gameplay. You can play the whole thing without needing an internet connection. That's a real plus if you're playing on the move or have spotty data.
So it really seems to tap into that desire for, well, instant gratification, a completely hassle-free start. It's more than just a cheat, though. It kind of highlights that tension, doesn't it, between how a game is designed to be played and how some players just want pure, unhindered fun.
Exactly that. It's a direct bypass. Forget the normal progression. Forget unlocking things bit by bit. It's like other modded games mentioned in the sources, like Stickman Party Mod APK, where the goal is just giving you all the premium stuff immediately. It makes you ask, where's that line between a satisfying challenge and just, well, annoying barriers?
Okay, so beyond just having unlimited stuff, how does the modded version actually feel different when you're in the thick of it? How does it change the action?
Oh, it fundamentally shifts the dynamic. Right away, you're given this unlimited superpower weapons arsenal. And it's a huge range. You've got your classic melee stuff like baseball bats, swords, but also a full suite of firearms, handguns, rifles, machine guns, even rocket launchers.
So overwhelming firepower from minute one.
Pretty much. It's all about power.
And what about strategy? Not just brute force. Our sources mentioned some interesting gadgets.
Yeah, that's fascinating. They talk about high-tech gadgets, things like UAVs, drones, basically, and this advanced MOR system. Our sources describe MOR as this sophisticated ability for really fast movement and attacks. Gives you amazing traversal speed and tactical options. So the whole superhero experience feels way more energetic. You can quickly freeze enemies, destroy tough opponents like robots, or even tanks much more easily.
So the superhero combat isn't just basic punching and shooting, then?
Not at all. You can mix intense hand-to-hand fighting with using that huge weapon arsenal, and your superpowers boost your speed and agility, making it all feel very fluid, very powerful. You can take down enemies all over Vicetown in really dynamic ways.
And the mod enhances this.
Yeah, the sources say the mod refines the mechanics for smoother rope swinging and fighting. Some versions apparently even have no energy limits.
Meaning you can just swing and fight forever.
Basically, yeah. Non-stop action. And get this, you can even use vehicles as explosive instruments.
Like weaponizing cars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Create these big dynamic effects during battles. It leads to really fast-paced fights against criminals and those big boss characters across the city.
Wow. And all this is happening in what the sources call an expanded city map.
Right. A big map with really detailed, realistic graphics. They say it mirrors real-life places. And you're not just walking or swinging. You can drive supercars, tough off-road vehicles, fast motorcycles.
Or fly.
Helicopters, fighter jets. Even military tanks are available. It's a massive sandbox.
That sounds incredible.
And to make that world feel more alive, there's a day and night cycle. It affects the environment, maybe makes certain things easier or harder, depending on the time. Plus, they throw in racing missions. You can race against the clock or AI opponents. Adds another layer of challenge and excitement beyond just fighting bad guys.
So the main goal is still to save your city, right? Taking on gangs, finding hideouts, protecting people. But with all these mods, it's like that goal on, well, superhero steroids.
Absolutely. And from a pure convenience angle, there's even an auto-completion task feature mentioned. It lets you skip missions if you find them too hard. Avoids getting stuck or frustrated, especially if you're new to the game.
Huh, okay.
And we shouldn't forget the enhanced graphics and sound. Updated textures, bloom lighting effects, better shadows. Just making the whole thing look and sound more immersive, more visually clear.
Okay, and maybe one of the biggest additions mentioned is the PvP multiplayer mode. That's huge, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a game changer for this kind of thing. You can connect with friends anywhere, team up for missions.
Or compete.
Or go solo, try to climb the global leaderboards by beating other players. It adds this massive social and competitive element that you wouldn't get otherwise. Really lets you test your mod-boosted skills against real people.
Okay, so listening to all these features. Unlimited resources, no ads, all characters, better combat, multiplayer. It's easy to just think, sign me up. But you have to wonder, right? What's the catch? Because while this mod APK sounds amazing, offering this instantly supercharged experience, there have got to be some downsides, some trade-offs you need to consider.
That's the critical question, really. What are the actual implications when you choose an unofficial modified version instead of the official game? It's not just about the cool stuff you gain. It's also about what you might be risking or what you might lose out on.
Okay, let's break that down. Let's quickly recap the pros we've talked about because they are definitely attractive. You get those endless resources, unlimited money, diamonds, buy whatever you want.
Total freedom there.
A completely ad-free gaming experience. No interruptions. Big plus.
Huge for immersion.
Instant access to all characters, all those special modified features right from the start.
No waiting, no grinding.
The convenience of offline enjoyment. Play anywhere, anytime.
Very handy.
Upgraded graphics, making it look nicer.
A visual boost for sure.
And yeah, getting all those premium weapons and superpowers without earning them or paying.
Instant power fantasy.
Okay, those are the shiny bits. But now, the cons. What are the potential problems with using a mod APK like this?
Right, and our sources are quite clear on these potential downsides. First, and this is a big one, security risks. These mods come from unofficial sources, not vetted by Google Play or the App Store. So there's a chance they could contain malware, spyware, other nasty stuff. You're placing trust in an unknown developer.
That's a serious concern for your device and data.
Definitely. Second, you probably won't get official updates. Official apps update automatically, patching bugs, adding content. With a mod APK, you usually have to manually find and install updates yourself from the same unofficial source. It can be a real hassle, and you might miss out on improvements.
So you could be stuck on an older, maybe buggier version.
Potentially, yeah. Third, there's a very real danger of getting your account banned, especially in online modes. Using modified software often violates the game's terms of service. If detected, particularly in that PvP multiplayer mode we mentioned, you could lose your account permanently.
Ouch. All that progress, even modded progress, gone.
Exactly. And finally, something may be less obvious, but still important. The gameplay balance might be totally thrown off. When you have infinite resources and ultimate power from the start, where's the challenge? Where's the sense of accomplishment from actually earning something?
Right, that instant gratification could actually make the game less satisfying in the long run.
It can, yeah. It might kill the motivation to keep playing once you've seen and bought everything instantly.
So, for anyone still thinking about trying this, what are the technical bits, what do you need, and how does it work? It's not just clicking install from the Play Store, is it?
No, definitely not. The Mod APK itself runs on Android devices, version 5.0 and up, according to the sources. But the installation process raises some flags. It asks for a lot of permissions. Access to your storage, fine, maybe. But also contacts, microphone, even your camera.
Whoa, why would it need camera and mic access for a game like this?
That's a really good question. And it ties back into those security and privacy concerns. You have to ask yourself why an unofficial mod needs that level of access.
That feels intrusive.
It can be. The source also mentions you can log in via email or Facebook to see friends' profiles and communicate, which aims for a more relaxed social experience. But again, you're providing login info potentially through an unofficial app.
Okay, and updates. You said they're manual.
Entirely manual. You have to go back to the website where you get the mod, download the new version file.
Then find it on your phone.
Make sure your phone allows installations from unknown sources in the settings, which is a security risk in itself. And then install the new file over the old one.
Then restart the game. It's a whole process.
It is. The source does say the mod team sends notifications about updates, but you're still reliant on them and doing all the legwork yourself. It's not seamless like official apps.
It really highlights the difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's worth remembering, the original developer, Naxx Ltd., their big established company, the source material notes, they have over a billion installs across nearly 70 games in the last 5 years. That's a huge contrast to these unofficial, often anonymous mod creators. It shows the different worlds these versions operate in.
Oh, okay. What an exploration we've had. We've really journeyed through this pretty wild world of the Rope Hero Vicetown mod APK. We've seen the incredible 3D action, felt the pull of those limitless resources, the sheer instant power it gives you as a player, from the ad-free gaming and bigger maps to all the cool vehicles and even multiplayer. It definitely paints a picture of a super immersive, instantly rewarding experience.
It really does. It presents this incredibly tempting shortcut, doesn't it? Straight to the ultimate superhero fantasy. But, as we've discussed, you, the player, have to weigh those amazing perks, the instant access, the unlimited power, against some pretty significant potential risks. You've got security worries, the update hassles, the real possibility of getting banned online. It's a perfect example of the choices and, well, the consequences you face in today's digital entertainment world, where that desire for a boosted experience bumps up against the realities of unofficial software.
Yeah, absolutely. And that leaves us with a really interesting thought to chew on, doesn't it? In a gaming landscape that's so often built around slow progression, earning rewards bit by bit, how does the undeniable appeal of a modded experience like this, one that just gives you everything instantly, challenge our usual ideas about achievement in games? What does it say about what players really value when they jump into a virtual adventure? Is it the satisfaction of the climb, the journey of earning? Or is it just the immediate thrill of having ultimate power right from that very first moment? Something to think about next time you're exploring a digital world.
Mm.